I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Welcome to Guys We Fucked. Guys We Fucked.
Guys We Fucked.
I'm Christina.
I'm Corinne.
We're sorry about last night.
The anti-slut shaming podcast. I never stop.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Guys We Fucked.
It's the anti-slut shaming podcast. I'm Corinne.
I'm Christina.
Trying to balance this microphone on my face.
Being a woman is hard.
Okay.
Come see us live.
Oh my God. It's going to be so much fun. Tonight is Nacho Bitches.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Tonight, February 24th is the date, 11:15 p.m. It's Nacho Bitches at 11:15 p.m. Co-hosted by Blair Saki and myself. Please come. Oh, yeah. Blair's actually not going to be there. So me and Justin Perez are doing it.
Oh, that'll be fun.
It'll be weird. Buy tickets. Thanks.
And on Friday, March 24th, that is the next Glamour Puss at 7:30 p.m. At Zinc Bar, 82 West 3rd Street in the Village, West Village, co-hosted by myself and Wendy Starling. Tickets are $15. You can get them in the link for this podcast description. And it'll be fun. 21 and up, come rage.
Okay. Dallas, Texas, Wednesday, March 8th. We are going to be at the Improv.
Salt Lake City, your initials are slut. Thursday, March 9th, we'll be inside of Wise Guys with you in there as well.
Boston, Massachusetts, Thursday, April 13th. We're going to be at the Wilbur. Limited tickets available. We're just going to keep saying that until you sell the fucking thing out.
Yeah, come on.
Buy the tickets. Thank you.
Chicopee, Massachusetts, Friday, April 14th. We're going to be at the Hoogie Lau.
Austin, Texas, April 20th through 22nd for the Moon Tower Comedy Festival.
Houston, Texas, Sunday, April 23rd. We're going to be at Warehouse Live.
And Las Vegas, Nevada, Thursday, May 18th through Saturday, May 20th. We're doing the Crapshoot Comedy Festival. We're doing a Guys We Fucked Experience show, we found out. And we're also doing stand-up on separate shows.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So we're just doing a lot of stuff. Like, we're going to be very in Las Vegas.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to talk to some ladies at the pool with their titties out.
What do you think Las Vegas is like?
Ladies with their titties out of pools during the day.
Do you
day
really
drinking.
Think it's like, you're going to be so fucking disappointed.
I think everyone is oiled up, but they're already too tan.
Oh, God.
And it doesn't seem romantic to me or anything. It just seems like a lot of bitches by the pool.
Oh, God, I fucking hate Las Vegas. It's so not like that.
I mean, that sounds awful,
it's
too.
It's so corny. I mean, I love Las Vegas and come see us. No, I'm going to explore outside of the strip. That's my goal this time. Follow us on social media. A lot of you are like, I didn't know this was happening or I didn't see this. Well, follow us on Twitter. It's SRY about last NYT. Sorry about last night on Instagram. I'm Philanthropy Gal on all social media. And Christina is Christina Hutch on all social media. Okay.
I really want to get something off my chest.
Yeah.
Because not all ingredients are created equal,
Corinne. Oh, my God.
She started shaking her head before I finished the sentence because she knew. She knew my segue game. Oh, the guy who invented the segue died because he ran a segue off a cliff. Or the guy who owned the CEO
recently?
Segway. That was a while ago. But every time I think of it, every time I say the word Segway, I think of how the guy who was the CEO of Segway ran his Segway off a cliff on accident. That's how he died. And it's just like,
he got cocky.
I know death isn't funny, but like
what he created ultimately destroyed him. It's very Frankenstein's monster.
But not Blue Apron. Like I said, not all ingredients are created equal. Fresh, high quality ingredients make a real difference. So it's important to know where your food comes from. For less than $10 per person, per meal, Blue Apron delivers easy to follow recipes along with pre-portioned ingredients, courtesy of over 150 local farms, ranches, yeehaw, and fisheries. Fish don't make noise. Okay, there you go. Across the United States of America, right to your door. Some of these meals available in February include cashew chicken stir fry with tango mandarins and jasmine rice, or udon noodles soup with miso and soft boiled eggs, or roasted pork and with apple, walnut, and farro salad and crispy barramundi. Oh, who says things right? Christina, with quinoa and roasted carrot salad. Check out this week's menu, and you guys can get, listeners of Guys We Fucked, can receive your first three meals for free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/GWF. You're going to love how good it feels to taste the food you make by yourself that you really didn't think you could make. And you look at your plate and you go, God, I'm a fancy ass bitch. Look at that thing I just made. Good for me. God, this Blue Apron app copy really speaks to my, like, the millennials. So go to blueapron.com/GWF. Get three free meals with free shipping. Just do it. Because Blue Apron is a better way to cook. Oh.
Well, I mean, they're literally giving you free food. Why wouldn't you do it?
I know. My dad.
What, are you dumb?
We should have just played the ad my parents did for me for their fake podcast.
That was very amusing.
They did a Blue Apron ad.
And now before we give anyone else more free ad time, we like to give 10-minute ads to all our sponsors here on Guys We Fucked. Thanks to MeUndies, made with Modal, a special fabric comprised of best-in-class raw materials that are scientifically proven to be 3 times softer than cotton. MeUndies are the most comfortable underwear you've ever experienced, delivered right to your door. They are very comfortable and they do come right to your door, which I really like. And also they don't overdo it on the packaging, which is environmentally friendly. They sent us a few pairs a while back and now we can't imagine wearing anything else. They really do make each day that much better. I mean, you know, within reason.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's, but you know,
they're very comfortable. I'll say that.
They're making not going to solve days, your problems.
Yeah, making my days better. You're going a little too far there. Try one for yourself. And if they aren't the most comfortable, best feeling undies you've ever had, they'll refund you and let you keep your first pair for free, which again, they're just giving you free shit, guys. This is
just
so
take
easy.
It.
Just head over to MeUndies, the website, to order your new favorite pair of underwear. And for a limited time, you can get 20% off your first order by going to MeUndies.com/GWF. With the MeUndies Better Day Guarantee, you have nothing to lose. Again, this is true. Shipping is even free in the U.S. and Canada. So don't wait. Go to MeUndies.com/GWF for 20% off your first order. That's MeUndies.com/GWF. All right.
Yo, so I had my birthday party.
Yes, you did.
And I had my freakum dress on.
You did have your freakum dress on.
I brought two dresses.
Oh, you did? Jesus.
Just because I didn't know which one.
How 50 Shades Darker of you.
I know, right? But you know how I chose which one I wore that night? Because one of the dresses gave Steven a raging boner.
I was going to say whichever one like that he like.
Yo, yeah. Got but real, I visibly, into. He was wearing sweatpants laying on the couch. And I was like, doing, that's the dress.
I mean, Steven seems to get boners a lot.
Not really.
You're always like, I came out in my meat undies and he got a boner. And then I walked out and then he got a boner.
Dead ass, man. What can I say?
This just never happened to me in any situation ever.
It was a pretty fucking good dress. It was good because I wanted to feel sexy. I wanted to feel like I wanted to wear high heels. I wanted to wear very little clothing. Mm-hmm. And I wanted my tits out. Mm-hmm. I wanted my butt out.
Where was that dress from again, you said?
BB.
Oh, because you were like, you kept saying that. Yeah, that's the store where you get slutty dresses.
Oh, yeah, because I was like, I need a slutty dress. And these dresses are not doing it for me. I was looking at Urban. I was looking at, I'm like,
no, Urban doesn't have
slutty
dresses.
Covers too much.
Yeah.
Why we got to cover all the
bodies? Urban is more a bohemian.
Yeah. And so had the party. Party was great. Came home. Banged in that dress, baby. Uh-huh. Woo, woo. Having sex in high heels is fun.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy, oh, boy.
It is.
It's so much fun. Oh my God. It was a little kink for the night. Yeah, that was fun. I was so excited to be banged in the dress. And I was, and it was great. And then the next day was my birthday, and Steven got these presents out of the closet, and I opened them, and one of them was a strap-on and a harness.
Oh, yes. I was thinking that you guys had already done that, but then I realized that you had not.
Well, one of the reasons why I wanted to take Sunday to a day is because I wanted to figure out how to fuck Steven in the ass with a strap on.
Oh, well, good. I'm glad. I'll just tell
him. Well, we had plans too, but like that was one of the things where, yeah, we used the strap on and it was a good size. It was, it wasn't huge. It was not intimidating. It was like a smaller penis,
mm-hmm.
You know, like a smaller end.
Yes.
And it was weird because Steven kept saying to me, he's like, I don't want you to look at me differently. I don't want to, I don't know. I don't want you to like, I don't want to feel like emasculated or whatever. I'm like,
okay.
Bitch, women get dicks in their holes all the time. And it doesn't make me feel emasculated or disempowered. It makes me feel power. Like, it's fine.
Right.
Just because you're getting penetrated doesn't mean you're getting your humanity, your dignity stripped of you.
Yeah, no. And, as long as you like butt stuff.
Exactly, which you did. So yeah, because if you don't like butt stuff, you don't like butt stuff. But I was so excited when he told me he wanted to try it because I was like, can we do it? Oh my God, please.
Right, because I was like, you've been wanting to do that for a long time.
So long. And And it did feel, it felt very weird too, because I put it on and it was like this brown leather harness. It was it was really hot. And then there was this just purple dick that I put in it. And it felt, I mean, I obviously don't know what it's like to have a dick, but it was it was there, like right where the dick would be.
Sure.
So I felt like I had a dick. And then I like grabbed it and I was like, I'm the man. Gender, oh God, gender's tricky. But but yeah, it was amazing. It was really cool to like just wear a strap-on with a dick in it. And then we foreplay when it comes to butt stuff, obviously. So we were doing that. And
I was going to say, I was like, how does someone who's never had, because he's never been pegged before, right?
Never.
I was
never.
Like, how does someone prepare an ass that's never been, you know,
right.
Penetrated?
Well, I'll tell you. Well, because you know how I thought I was the Neil Armstrong of licking his butt, but I found out I was the Buzz Aldrin?
Yes.
So I'm the fucking Neil Armstrong of fucking pegging him. That's for goddamn sure.
Right.
But for prep, we a lot of lube, licking and fingering of the butt or like rubbing, you know, and getting him hard, obviously. But yeah, it was. So I lubed up the purple dick and I'm like on top of him.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just, it was so weird to, I've never felt like this in my life. And maybe this is what it feels like to have sex with a virgin. I don't know. Cause I took his butthole virginity basically.
Right.
But I kept asking like, is this okay for you? Is this okay? Like, and he was, you know, fidgety and obviously cause it was a new experience and like his butthole has never had anything bigger than a finger in it. So, you know, that's a lot of going from zero to hero. It's not easy. I did it and it's not easy.
No, I mean,
with a giant cock.
We all had something in our butts. So I don't even think I liked it very much.
I didn't really like it myself either. But you
was he on all fours?
No, he was on the bed laying on his back.
Oh.
I was on top of him as if I was a dude penetrating a chick.
I know. That's why I thought you said it. And I was like, that's weird. You entered the butt that way?
Yeah, because he didn't want to. That's how he wanted me to do it.
Just feels like it would hurt even more. It hurts me more when I have anal sex like that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Maybe it was a positioning. But I got it, you know, I was playing with his butthole, It was great. Got fingers up all up in that butthole.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, should we try it? Can we try it? And he goes, yeah, yeah, yeah. Put it in, put it in. And I was obviously very slow because I know what it feels like to have something go inside you and yeah. it hurts.
Right.
And I put it right up against his butthole and he's like, oh, that's big. That is huge. That is way bigger than the in-air. And I was like, yeah, I mean,
yeah.
I was like, Steven, your cock has been inside my butthole.
Yeah.
He's like, I know. God damn. And so
yeah,
I push it and I was like, is this okay? I felt like I was hurting him. And it was painful and it was scary because it was new and it was, you know, but it felt, it felt weird. It felt very weird.
Right.
Not in a bad way, but definitely not in a good way. And so I put it in, I pushed it and pushed it. And it wasn't going in because I wasn't pushing it harder enough. So he's like, push it further. And I went in like maybe half an inch. He was like, oh, take it out, take it out, take it out. Because he was like, he was like screaming.
Yeah, it doesn't feel good. And also he doesn't drink. So I,
right.
That's usually my, have a fucking glass of wine.
Take a shot or something.
You need something
to
take that sting off.
Because so, it was weird. It was so weird.
Maybe, I think that's not a good position for something that's.
Maybe you're right. Okay. I didn't even think of that part.
So if he doesn't want to be on all fours, this is what I would recommend. Lie flat on your stomach.
Oh yeah.
Flip that away because the butt needs to be higher. And also you're going to have a better line of vision because for
that's
me,
true.
When I have, when I'm trying to have anal sex and I'm starting it really slow, like I know, I mean, every now and again, I don't mind. It's not my favorite thing, but every now and again, I just get bored with my vagina. So yeah, if you lay flat on your stomach and then slowly insert it that way, in my experience, that's the least painful way to do it.
Okay. Yeah, I guess I never have had anal sex.
I've never actually.
I have vaginal sex that way all the time with guy. That's guy on top.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. But that's true. That's
that
a good
position
point.
Seems.
But when we inserted the Aneros in him, he's in that position, but that's so much tinier.
Yeah. And that's also just, that's like a clip. Like it's like a,
yeah, like kind, this, yeah, like, it's like the size of a pinky.
Isn't it U-shaped though?
It's not really U-shaped. It's like L-shaped.
So
that it goes against his taint.
Because I was like, I know there's some kind of a hook thingy there. Okay.
But it was so weird because after that, we took a 20-minute break and then we had sex eventually. But after that, it was just, I kept going like, are you okay? Did I hurt you? And it was just weird to have something attached to my body that could hurt him. I don't know. It was very different.
Right.
I liked it. And I hope one day, I do foresee me really enjoying like, pegging him, like thrusting, but I don't know if he would like that.
See, I would like to peg a girl. I don't really have any interest in pegging a man, though.
It'd be fun to peg a girl.
I'm heart like disgusted by straight men's butts, I gotta say.
Yeah.
Overall. I can only think of one butt that it was like, but that guy was like weirdly clean.
Yeah.
And
well, we don't ever do butt stuff unless like just fresh out of the shower, you know, just cause.
Yeah.
Otherwise that's not fun for me.
Yeah.
No, I don't like,
I was gonna say, I was like, how many shower? Well, and then, but did he do like digestive preparation?
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
He didn't do like an enema or anything. He just ate very well. And he made sure to,
right.
Make sure he was empty.
You can do it for like, yeah. If you just do it for like a day and a half, you're fine.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But okay.
Yeah, man. Strapping on a dick and then putting it in the guy's ass.
It's powerful.
Pretty powerful.
Yeah.
So now I get why some dudes can like get out of hand with the power of their dicks.
When you get too far, of course. Yeah.
Okay. That doesn't mean it's excusable.
Well,
what happened to you? How was your day?
No, I mean, me and James just got in a huge fight over Marsha Clark's nudes and I kicked him out of
Marsha
my apartment.
Marsha Clark has nudes?
Yes. You obviously did not watch The People versus O.J.
Oh,
Simpson.
I did.
That was a huge part of it, Christina.
I know they talked about it in the newspaper about her hair sucked and shit.
No,
and
no,
I was
no,
like,
no.
That's not fair.
Her ex-husband leaked nudes.
Oh, that's right. She came to the
really
office and cried.
Her.
Yeah. Wait, yeah. So what was the different stances?
I honestly, I was like, I was so livid at the number one, Marsha Clark is like my original Hillary Clinton. Like, you cannot say anything bad about Marsha Clark. I love her. She was one of my first heroes. Like, I fucking am obsessed with Marsha Clark.
Bad bitch.
And that flame was reignited when I watched the entire People versus O.J. Simpson over the weekend, like the entire thing.
Sarah Paulson's portrayal, fucking beautiful.
I mean, she just nailed it. It was phenomenal, and I had no idea about this like very sexy relationship between Marsha Clark and Chris Darden. I was very into it.
Yeah.
Chris Darden well, I mean, the actor who was playing Chris Darden was like smoking hot. And I really liked that. I love like the older white woman with the younger black guy. That was very hot. No, because I said that her ex-husband releasing nude photos was a form of sexual assault.
Yeah.
That was what it was. And he was just like, well, you wouldn't like, if I can look it up legally and like, you wouldn't be in prison for that. And I was like, number one, I don't care what the justice system says
you
sexual assault
can.
Is. Now you can. I don't know if in that day and age you could.
Not at all in that day and age.
Yeah, I was like, I think that's a new thing with like, you know, the Jennifer Lawrence nude pictures and stuff.
Yeah.
So I said, number one, I don't care what the justice system says. That's not how I base my morality on what the fucking government says. I base my morality on like what is right and it makes people feel fucking awful.
As you should.
And like they are being... exposed without their consent. So I was like, it's 100% sexual assault. And I was like, also number two, anything like sex related, I'm like, please do not like anything feminist or sex related. I'm like this. I am the expert in this fucking arena. So don't even.
Right. With him, with just you and James. Enough. Yeah.
Like he knows he's very smart. And he's very well read about stuff. But I was like, I don't care what Reddit says about feminism. I got it.
Reddit does not have good things to say about
feminism. Thanks very much. Yeah. And I just was very annoyed by that. And I was like, it is sexual assault and it's a form of sexual violence. I was like, all violence doesn't mean that someone's hitting you. Sometimes it's emotional. It feels violent.
Yeah. Oh, I would be so devastated if some nude photo. That's why I don't take nude photos of myself.
Oh, yeah.
I would feel like I got sexually assaulted for sure. I would feel like I was so violated and then other people are just having a heyday.
See, I actually,
with my body.
I wouldn't, but I totally understand Marsha. And also, Marsha's not a fucking
she's a
podcast
lawyer.
Host. She's a goddamn lawyer on the most famous case that was happening at that time.
Right.
And it also, I really loved that piece because it was Hillary Clinton all over again. Before Hillary Clinton even happened. It was just a woman not being respected in a place where she obviously 100% deserved to be and had the knowledge to be there. And just like a lot of like things were coming in, like her being treated differently because she had obligations with her children as a mother, mm-hmm. the fucking nude thing, the haircut thing.
Oh yeah.
Just
those
like,
are all women only issues.
Johnny Cochran was in there looking like a goddamn crazy pastor and everyone was fine with it. And also he wasn't even using law tactics. He was using tactics,
taking the times in society and using it to make his client
listen
look
whatever you do to win. I hear you, but that's I don't know.
Marsha,
oh my god, I got so riled up over that. Truly.
Shall we read an email really quick?
Sure. Yeah,
the subject line is, help, my girlfriend found my gay porn history on my iPad by accident. A big fuck you to iCloud, and now she thinks I'm gay. Oh shit, dude. Hey gals, love your show. Been listening to it since the early days. You rock, blah, blah, blah. You all know all this. Let's get to it. Backstory. I consider myself a mostly straight male, age 26. I'm in my early 20s. I struggle with my sexual identity. In my early 20s, I struggle with my sexual identity. I can read. I've always loved women and everything about them. After more self-discovery in those experimental university years, I found that I am also attracted to men. I dabbled in a few short-term relationships and casual evenings with some dudes and realized that it didn't turn my crank. It took me a while to realize that I could be attracted to both men and women, but only desire to be in relationships with women. Today, as I was puttering around our apartment, my girlfriend asked to use my iPad to research some places to go on a trip we booked over spring break. This led to her to my porn history. iCloud saves visited sites, which is filled with all kinds of porn, straight porn, gay porn, MMF, MFF, etc. Needless to say, she freaked the fuck out. She knew about my sexual history, although it was always a tiny sore spot in our relationship. Only until recently have I come to terms with and embraced my sexuality, which I thought strengthened our relationship. She began to tell me that it's okay if I want to live as a gay male, et cetera, et cetera. And I tried to assure her that the porn doesn't change anything about our relationship. She doesn't want to turn 40, she's now 35, and have me tell her that I'm leaving her for a dude. This hurt me a lot because I have been working so hard on myself and embracing who I am sexually. She is second guessing everything. Why am I attracted to, why I am attracted to her? If I imagined her as a man during sex, etc. Her mind was and still is going to dark places. She can't even look at me and is finding every excuse to stay away from me. I understand that she will need time, but I have no idea how to help her. I'm devastated and heartbroken. We have such an amazing relationship. We're very open with each other, other than this issue, clearly. Sex is great. Love spending time together, etc. I'm so lost for words. I don't know what to do or think. We are both hurting and need each other's support. I'm a fairly emotionally reserved person, and I struggle with expressing my feelings. She has helped me a lot with this, and all I want to do is to keep the conversation going to help her understand. We talk about living out our days together, and I don't want this to be the thing that destroys what we have. Any advice would be appreciated. Girlfriend kind of sounds a little homophobic.
No, I totally get
her. He's bisexual. No, women look at porn that's all, lesbian porn all the time who aren't even bisexual. And no one gives a fuck.
Right. I mean...
It's the same. It's a double standard. That's bullshit. She needs to calm the fuck down and realize...
It's not all that though. It's also the age difference. There's a huge age difference there, and they grew up in different times. He's 26, she's 35. They're from different things are accepted. A woman who is 35 didn't grow up in this weirdly progressive society that we grew up in. And so it's very hard to change that mindset when you're already 35. And I mean, it is such a common thing. I mean, I'm sure there's other fears going on. You know, as a woman in your 30s, when you start hitting your 30s, you do feel less valued. You feel less sexual. You feel less
really?
Wanted.
Do you feel that?
Yes, absolutely. You feel it from society. Yeah. I don't, you feel more confident in yourself, but you feel it from society. You feel people, you're not what people want. You're not, you know, like my joke goes, you're not the iPhone, you're the Android.
Right.
And that is a joke, but it's based in true reality. And so if you're 26, I'm sure there's other things going on, you know, that possibly worried about being left for age. And this is just another thing that's piling up. And when you're 35 and you're a woman, especially, it is true. You want that security. And so I'm sure she feels like it's another crack. Like she wants to get going. Like 26 and 35, especially when the woman's 35, it's just so different. And
yeah,
so,
but him just looking at having gay porn as
I get
part
it,
of his
though.
Porn repertoire.
And it's partly her insecurity.
Yeah, I was going to say, she's being insecure. That's how I was with Stoya.
But it's not, but I totally get where it's coming from, because there's probably other insecurities and it's just too much. Like she knows what it's like to grow up and go through her 20s and figure shit out. And so it's probably also a little bit of insecurity. Like I am not going to be enough for this person. I love this person so much, mm-hmm. but I don't necessarily, now I am worried about being able to guarantee that I will be able to provide him with everything he will need, whether that is emotional, whether that is sexual.
But no partner can do that.
But some people want sometimes each other is enough. And I think it's just like these are two just vastly like truly like different time periods. Like that 10 years, especially like the way things are now and so progressive. Like I really, really, really see that being. I'm not saying it can't work.
Of course.
But I 100% see where she's coming from. And that's it's jarring.
Even if she knew that he had relationships with men in the past and they talked about it and it was fine.
Yeah, but to see it, and also the past is different. It's cool to see, to know about, and it's cool and it's hot to hear something in the past, but then when it is present and it's in your space and in your face.
Well, maybe that's what drives the knife more or twists the knife, because I feel like straight women look at lesbian porn all the time, but if you were a woman who used to date women, maybe your boyfriend finding your lesbian porn.
And I know couples who have gone through that, who really? The boyfriend freaked out and was like, are you a lesbian? 100%. It has a little bit to do with insecurity, but it has a lot to do with like just different, just different mindsets. And also just being in different points in your life. 26, you're still in that exploratory period, and you should be.
Yeah.
35, you're wrapping shit up. This curtain's closing. What are we doing for the rest of our lives? And that's not the way that it has to be. It's not necessarily the way it should be, but it's the way it is.
Yeah.
100%. And
well, what should he do?
No one in this situation is doing anything wrong.
Right.
I mean, that's a
look. I understand the power of feeling so insecure that you're angry at your partner Because if it is that, I get feeling so insecure. I don't like talking about things that make me insecure, especially to the person that it's coming from, like Steven or my partner. I would never want to admit that, mm-hmm. Because that would make me look weak. It would make me blah, blah, blah in my head, all of these things. So she might be stubborn about it and just fucking...
Right.
I don't know.
It's important to talk about, though. Like, James and I definitely talk about, like, our worst traits and characteristics together 100%.
Yeah.
It's not easy, but it makes everything a lot better, and it helps you to understand people a lot more. And sometimes conversations like that need to be had multiple times before someone's really going to break down and talk to you.
Yeah. I guess I'm just the type of person, even if it's someone I love deeply, 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 and it's like... If someone saw something on my computer and they thought I still wanted one thing and it just really totally wasn't true, mm-hmm. I could only be understanding to that to a point before it's like, what the fuck else can I say for you to believe me?
Right.
And that would ruin the relationship.
This is so new though. Like, she just discovered this now and it's just ruined. Like, it's just kind of like, it's something that was definitely like bothering her a little bit, but she was able to get past. But then when it was right in her face, now it's going to take a little bit more time. Time is very healing.
And sometimes it's not, but yeah, it can be, or sometimes it's healing, but sometimes you didn't think you were still insecure about something when you are. For example, when Steven was editing his reel yesterday and there was Stoya getting eaten out. And I was like, why'd you show me this? Fuck you. And I yelled at him and I felt really bad. I'm like, why did I do that? Why did I react
Wait,
to that?
Wait, porn is on his reel?
No, it's a music video. She gets eaten out.
Oh.
But you just see the top of her.
Oh,
but,
okay.
But I like had to watch it and I like got mad at him and I was mean to him. And he was just trying to show me his fucking reel that I've been encouraging him to work on forever.
Right.
And he's doing a great job and it was a fucking amazing reel.
Right.
But why that made me mad still, I was like, God damn it, Christina.
Didn't you know that was going to be on there though? She was going to be on there?
I didn't even think about it. But yeah. I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah.
And then he was like, I'll take it down. I'm like, I will get more mad at you if you take it down.
Right. I mean,
because then like, don't cave into me.
She's famous. It'll also help. It's a good
exactly.
look. Yeah.
So, yeah. Anyway. So insecurities can be crippling.
Well, it's also like, are you acting gay? No.
Yo, you gay?
You walking around with dicks in your mouth, sir? Yeah, it definitely needs to be talked to. But at a certain point, I mean, like, yeah, I just think it's like your different phases in your life. Like, there's also already a lot to deal with that age gap. And I don't want to say that it's a problem, because it doesn't have to be a problem, but it's something. It's not nothing. And also, I just want to give everyone a heads up. I watched Gender Revolution, which is the Katie Couric documentary. It was on Nat Geo, but I think you can get it online now. Highly recommend. Fucking love me some Katie Couric.
Oh, I've heard it.
It goes really in deep into gender. I mean, some of it is obnoxious people, but a lot of it's good. And Katie Couric is so just delightful. She's like, I don't know anything. Tell me things. Like, she's like such a mom. I fucking love her.
Katie.
But yeah, so watch that, learn, grow, you know, all that good stuff.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Getting stuff off your chest is incredible. It's so therapeutic. We all carry around different stressors. Some of them are big, some of them are small, a lot of them are very big. But we keep them bottled up and it could start affecting us negatively. And then we act like a jerk to the people we love. And we're like, this is not how I want to be. Therapy has saved my life personally. There are so many benefits of it. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. And it isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. Although if you have experienced major trauma, highly recommend. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designated to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You just fill out a questionnaire and you get matched with a licensed therapist, and you could switch at any time. Finding a therapist is like dating. They're not all going to work out in the first try. BetterHelp understands that. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/guys to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/guys. Guys, the weather's getting warmer. It's time to say goodbye to your jackets and all your sweaters, and you got to refresh your wardrobe. Well, luckily, I found Quince, and now you have too, because you're listening to this. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And if you go to their website, the amount of categories, they have travel, lookbooks, men, women, home, babies, and kids. Their stuff is so cute. So I own a couple items from Quince, and one of them is the Italian leather hand-woven crossbody purse in green, emerald, and I get compliments on it all the time. It's a small purse, which I really love because then I don't put as many things in it. Guys, Quince is amazing. They have very luxury items for very cheap prices. Get warm weather ready, baby, with Quince. Go to quince.com/GWF for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/GWF to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/GWF.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Now let's get to today's guest.
Oh my God. Okay. I'm not going to say much because we'll cover it in the interview, but today's guest is the man who lives right across the hall from me. The man I've known for going on 8 years now. And the man I'm about to ask if he hears me have sex, and I'm kind of nervous about what he's going to say. Yeah, because he lives right there.
Right.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the podcast, my super Tony. Perfect. We're so excited to have you on.
Yeah.
And one question I've always wanted to ask, have you ever heard me and Steven have sex?
Hell yeah.
Really? He said hell yeah. Shit. Fuck. Recently?
You seem like you were definitely expecting him to say yes, though.
No, I was hoping you'd say no, but I knew you were going to say yes. That's what it was. Damn it. Because I don't like that. I don't like hearing people here.
That's awesome.
Can you hear it in your home or only in the hallway?
No, in the hallway.
Okay, so that's not that bad.
But my wife has heard it from inside the door.
Wow.
And what did she say? She was like, Tony, why don't you fuck me like that?
I don't know, but you want to hear something?
I do. That's why you're here.
In the mic.
You want to hear something kind of strange?
Yes, please.
I had a Russian chick that used to live upstairs from me.
Mm-hmm.
And she actually...
she have a trampoline?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Because some upstairs has trampoline or they're fucking all the time.
But she actually hit me off sexually because she hurt me with another chick.
Wait, what?
With your wife?
No. This was before my wife.
Oh, a long time. Oh, before she moved in. Okay.
I had a girl. She was a screamer. I used to have to put the pillow over her mouth.
Oh, geez.
Over her head.
So the Russian chick wanted to bang you because you were so good at banging this other girl.
Yeah, she heard us.
Wow.
Damn. Now that's a Yelp review. If ever I've heard one.
Wait, you heard us like a lot or just every so often?
Maybe twice.
I've lived here for a long time.
Yeah.
So that's not bad.
No, that's not bad.
Okay, hold the mic up to your face. She's
But were you guys... That was must have been really... Were you downstairs?
No.
Right here?
We've been downstairs for a couple, like a month maybe.
But before you were here.
Yeah. And that's like right by the door.
Yeah, it's right by the door.
Yeah. Okay. Well, all right. Twice isn't bad.
Nah.
That's just like, I don't want anybody to look at me and just, I don't know. I just don't want to hear. I don't want to hear other people having sex.
Let me tell you. One day I walked out the house.
Uh-huh.
And there was a car parked right outside, right? So I happened to notice the car. I could see the chick's legs. both her legs by the steering wheel.
What?
Yeah, they were having sex right there. So I turned around, she looked at me, and she gave me the thumbs up. I said, wow.
Well, that's nice. She said, no need to call anyone. I'm good. I'm on board with this.
Yeah.
Right. I like that.
Yeah, I thought it was cool.
Right. Cool.
Damn. Well, you used to be a prison guard for 20 years.
We don't like to be called prison guard.
Oh, sorry.
We like to be called correction officers.
Oh, and that's the all around rule?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty much.
So correctional officer for 20 years. Can I say where?
Yeah, you can.
In Rikers.
Well, I worked on Rikers Island. I worked in the tombs.
Do you know a guy named Sterling?
Sterling?
Yeah.
We know more or less, was he a prisoner?
He was a correctional. I just realized I went to SVA with a man named Sterling who also worked as a correctional officer at Rikers.
At Rikers. Yeah. Rikers is like a city.
I mean, it's probably pretty large though.
Yeah. It's like a city by itself.
And one thing you were telling me about being working as a correctional officer at Rikers was that you only worked in the women's area?
No, I worked
one day.
Yeah, one day and that was it.
Why was that?
These chicks are crazy. They make you lose your job because some of them are beautiful, you know?
Yeah. See, that's and what he told me. I've had prisoners.
I've had maybe 2-3 of them flash me.
Mm-hmm.
Like they'll come out the shower and drop the towel.
Well, they'd be like, oops, didn't mean to do that,
yeah,
Tony.
Yeah. And I'm saying, nope, I like my job.
Right.
Pays the bills.
Because you don't even want to be tempted by such nonsense.
Nah. Nope, not at all.
Well, I mean, you know, they're obviously good at manipulation, but just one thing went wrong, and that's why they're in jail.
Some guys are weak when it comes to women.
We've heard.
Very weak. And right? I know my limitations, so I know that I wouldn't put myself in that position.
Right.
Because I'm a man.
Like, I wouldn't work at a candy cafe where you absolutely can't eat candy.
Right.
You need to know your ups and downs.
Yeah. Popcorn factory, I need all popcorn. Go.
Yeah, you just need to know.
Can't work in a women's prison section because then you want to keep your job.
It's too
what else
tempting.
Did they do
I'm surprised
you?
They don't have just, like, female correctional officers, though, for the female section.
They do.
But it's not only female.
No, it's not only female.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah. Like, they don't have, with the men, they don't have just men. They have women that work with.
Okay, that's good. Equal opportunity. Well. I like right. it. And how does that go down?
I would be terrified.
Sometimes it's a woman is it a woman can be more.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah,
she can be more helpful than men, because if they're professional. Because I've seen some women who I've had inmates tell me, "Yo, Rob, if I met her on the street, I would crack her jaw."
Why?
And because some of them are just so unprofessional. I had this girl, this chick, she used to work with me. And one time, and her name was Watkins. I shouldn't use her name, but but the hell with her. Because she used to make my day, you know, a lot more.
Harder than it should have been.
She was so unprofessional. Like she would, it may say something or do something. She'll go, "Your mother."
That's not even a good comeback.
Like a child?
Yeah, just like a child.
Your mother. You're a jerk face.
Your mother.
Wow. Just taunting people for no reason.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's not cool.
They would come and ask her for something, and she said, "You wait to," like, she'd come and do a relief. You know, she's only there for like 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And when you come back, she'll be the whole place will be upset, you know?
Right. Oh, wow. She was
just so nasty, you know? And some people are just like that. They put on they get a gun and a badge, and all of a sudden their head get 10 sizes bigger than it is. You know? So, she was just like that.
Yeah. And then what was it like working in the men's section? Like, did you see, like, did everybody have like a prison boyfriend? Or because we read an email that I had told you about a long time ago about a woman being abused by prison guards, and we got a bunch of emails after that in people in the same situations. But one of them had talked about prison boyfriends in a very in depth, and I was like, damn, I thought that was a stereotype.
it's crazy. I've seen a whole bunch of things happen, and it's kind of weird. I had a guy. This guy was built like a refrigerator. He was like. Like 6'8", 6'9", maybe close to 300 pounds of muscle, right?
Damn.
Big dog, nice looking brother, you know? And there was this other officer, female, she used to say things about him that I thought was a lie, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like he was whenever you talk to this guy, he was always talking about sex.
Okay.
And his whole conversation was about sex.
And that's always a red flag, yeah.
Yeah, everything he talked about was sex. And, you know, and she one time said that she caught him with an inmate, a male inmate. Not a female inmate, but a male inmate.
Mm-hmm.
So I blew it off. And one day I came to work and a friend of mine said, yo, this cat got, he got arrested. They came in, they arrested him. And, you know, with allegations that he did something to a male inmate sexually.
Mm-hmm.
A male inmate sexually.
Like he banged the dudes.
But. Yeah, he did something crazy with him.
But right? Like consensually or rape?
No, at first it was consensual. And then it got a little ugly, got a little crazy. Because I guess after he did what he did with him, he choked him.
Oh. You know,
that's what the guy said. He choked him out.
Oh,
whatever.
After he made him.
Can we be explicit?
Oh my God, guys,
you could say whatever. Yeah. You could say all the words. You could say taint.
Okay. He made him suck his dick.
Okay.
You know, so, and then a friend of mine had called me. He says to me, he said, yo, I called him. And the main thing I wanted to know was he okay? He said, listen, I'm not getting into your business. I'm not trying to get into your business.
Right.
I just want to know if you okay.
Okay.
He said, nah, I'm good. I'm good. He said, yo, depending on the evidence, you know, I could vest out, meaning that he could retire and still keep his retirement, right? So when he said, I said, what? Wait a minute. What did you say?
Mm-hmm.
So I asked him again. I said, he said, you know, depending on the evidence that he could vest out. I said, wait a minute. That sounds like an admission of guilt to me. Because if it was me, I'd be saying, yo, I'm going to sue the warden. I'm going to sue the department.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
sue. I'm going to sue the punk that you know, claimed
made
that
me
I
suck
did.
His dick.
Yeah. That said I made him suck his dick.
Oh, that guy.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, but to me, that's an admission of guilt. Come to find, and I kept saying, my wife heard about it. I said, not Big Phil. Big Phil wouldn't do no shit like that.
Yeah.
But Big Phil grabbed the dude and the guy who he did it to, he kept his DNA in his mouth. He didn't spit it out.
Smart motherfucker.
So when he went back and he said that this is what he did, he said, give me something so I can spit this out. Because I got his DNA in my mouth.
Wow.
Yo. So he
dick
spit
don't
it
mind.
Bye, yeah. Phil.
So he made him suck his dick and he kept it, spit it out. He gave it to the, you know, people in charge. And Big Phil lost his job.
That's good.
You know, but I mean, yo, you would never think, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That and this other correction officer female had said prior that she had caught him doing something with an inmate and nobody believed it.
Right. Even though all he did was talk about sex. I mean, that would kind of make me go, maybe.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking too. I said, you know,
a lot of people thought he was all talk.
Dude, he would look at the ugliest broad in the world. Right. And he said, I would fuck her till she loved him.
Yeah.
You know,
he just likes sex.
Yeah. He was him and another guy. So he was,
right.
They would talk around the jail that he was a suspect. Maybe he was going the other way, you know?
Yeah. He was gay.
They was gay.
Or bi.
Or whatever. Bi. But it was kind of weird that he would actually, I just kept saying, not Big Phil.
Never underestimate Big Phil.
No, because you know, I mean, gay people, bisexual people, they don't come in one specific size, shape, or color.
Of course not. You know, every size, shape, and color.
Yeah. And so,
well, speaking of willpower, you had told me a story. Could you tell it on the podcast about meeting somebody and being naive? And she took you to the townhouse and she was like, wait, I go.
Oh, hell yeah.
That was such a good story.
That was crazy. I met this chick, man. She was gorgeous. It was kind of weird. It was like a where they give parties at, right?
Mm-hmm.
They get parties. And then there was this chick. This dude was in the corner talking. He had her hemmed up in the corner over there just talking to her. And I was like, damn, I need to talk to her. I just thought she was gorgeous. So he was with her for like 30 minutes. And I'm like, damn, man, hurry up and get out of here.
I like that you waited in line.
Yeah, I waited in line to talk to her. You know,
so jelly.
Soon,
44? That's me.
Soon as he let her go, I ran up to her and said, listen, I said I couldn't wait till this dude cut you off. I said, I just wanted to walk up and introduce myself, you know. So we started talking. And then she says, listen, I'm leaving out of here in a while. You want to hang out? I said, sure. And we went to this spot. And it was like a brownstone in Brooklyn, mm-hmm. you know? And it was like a maybe three-story brownstone. And when I walked in, I was pretty naive because I didn't even know where I was at. After maybe 40 minutes, I still didn't know where I was at. I was actually in a brothel, but I didn't but I didn't know, you know?
Okay. So How old were you at this point?
I was like maybe, I was in my early 30s.
Okay.
Early
30s. Okay.
So when we got inside there, she said to me, she said, listen, I'm going upstairs. I'm going to change. I'll be back downstairs. I said, okay. So she left. And she says, before she left, she said, yo, she introduced me to a bartender. He said, give me anything I wanted.
Yeah.
So, you know, I had sitting there sipping. So in came a Spanish chick with big tits, right? She had the biggest, beautiful titties I've ever seen. So I said to her, wow. I said, did your mother give you those? I mean, were you born with them? So she said, these are mine. So I did the Ed Norton on her. You know what the Ed Norton is?
I'm not sure. Wait, I would love to
is
hear.
Is it a Fight Club reference?
Nah, Ed Norton is, you know what a honeymoon is?
Yeah.
You ever watched
the
honeymoon?
The show.
Yeah.
The Honeymooners, yeah.
Yeah, and Ed, what was the guy named that actually did the...
The actor?
The actor. What was his name?
I can't remember. I don't know.
Well, anyway.
I know who you're talking about.
It wasn't the lead guy. It was the skinny guy.
Okay.
I think they called him Ed Norton on the show.
I was like, so, the actor Ed Norton? What?
Yeah. So look, he did one of these numbers. He did it like this. Like he threw his hands up in the air just before he went to touch something.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's like, I don't know how to actually verbalize doing what I'm doing. But he motioned at her breast before he touched them. And they were just so
like a
nice.
Squeezing.
Yeah, the squeezing motion.
Like a little Hong Kong.
Squeezing before he actually touched her breast.
Yeah.
And I felt them. They were heavy.
Wait, did she say you could feel them?
Yeah, yeah.
So you were like, nice titties, and she was like, want to touch them?
Yeah, that's
what she did. Oh, because you were in a brothel, though, so of course.
I was going to say in a brothel, I
feel like the merch.
You can touch titties.
So they were nice, so I touched them. Next thing I know, she grabbed my hand, she walked me over to a door. And the door, and we went upstairs. So when we get upstairs... This is when it hit me that I was actually in a brothel. I saw a guy.
I was waiting for when the moment it
went to brothel.
I saw a guy walk by with a bunch of towels.
Uh-huh. Oh, like stacked folded towels?
Stacked towels folded and everything. And I said, oh, shit, I'm in a brothel.
Wait, why'd the towels make you think you were in a brothel?
Because when I went upstairs, they had like a seating area where you would sit, and then they had a bunch of rooms.
Oh, okay.
So, and when he walked by with the towels in his hand, I looked back, and I saw all the different little rooms. I said, oh, shit, I'm in a brothel. I've always been scared of hookers, you know?
Why?
Why have you always been scared of hookers?
Because
you don't want to be taken advantage of or like
no,
taken for
no,
a ride
no,
kind
no,
of thing?
No, not so much that. It's just that when I have sex, I like to be intimate with the person I'm with.
Right.
So I don't just like
one night
going around
or like,
one night stands, fucking somebody I don't know.
Yeah. Steven's like that. He doesn't he can't do it.
Yeah, I'm not into it. So, but I'm there. I'm wasted. So
went in a brothel in Brooklyn.
Hey, so we was going at it. We went. She came back. She took me in the room. We're going at it. And I felt something like touching my ass, right? And I was like, damn, is this broad a contortionist or something? Because I got her bent over and I could see her head.
Right.
And then all of a sudden I felt something touching my ass. So I turned around. The chick who brought me there, she was rubbing my ass, right?
And she just came in?
Yeah, like, she just walked in. Yeah. So she walked in and she smacked me on the ass. And I turned around, saw her. I said, okay. So I went back to what I was doing and then I went back downstairs, and when I get back downstairs, and this girl was gorgeous, right?
The one who brought you.
The one who brought me there, right? She was, I mean, if scaled from 1 to 10, she was a 15, you know, in my book, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, she said, and this was crazy. She, when we started... I said to her, I said, I want to get with you. I want to be with you, right? She said, your money no good here. I said, my money's no good here? I said, I'm saying to myself, who the fuck am I? You know, my money's no good here. I said, look, I'll play Big Willie for a night. I want to be with you. So we wind up going into, and she said, okay, come on. So we go in the room and we wind up having sex.
Uh-huh.
And what really scared me was that she actually sucked my dick without a condom. And I found that to be so reckless. You know, mm-hmm. who the fuck am I that you're going to suck my dick?
I like, especially if it's so reckless. I like how concerned you are. Why? I know.
Well, no, no, I'm,
because
I'm
she, that's
about,
her living.
Look, no. What I'm saying is, even if you're... If this is what you're doing, you should at least be careful.
Absolutely.
You should at least be
especially
careful.
Especially if that's your job.
Yeah. And the fact is that when we left, I dropped off at home, right? Mm-hmm. I know my limitations when it comes to women and most things. You mm-hmm. know, I know my limitations. Mm-hmm. And I just saw her and I was so attracted to her and that I saw her being an issue for me. So when she gave me a phone number and I dropped her off, first thing I did when I pulled off was ripped her number up in 1,000 pieces and threw it out the window. Because I knew she, for her, for me, she would be reckless.
Too distracting for you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She would be a problem for me.
Yeah. And she like, that was her job. Like it wasn't like something that she would probably, you don't know if she'd want to date or maybe she would.
Listen, I mean, physically, there's a physical attraction and then there's a mental attraction to a person. Mm-hmm. And you have to weigh all those things to actually say to yourself, I like to get with her.
Yeah. Because sometimes that physical attraction can be a thick fog over some fucked up shit that you don't get to see until you're with the person for a long time.
I saw that. And listen, I'm a responsible person. I want the person I'm with to be responsible, you know? And I thought it was pretty reckless for her to suck my dick without a condom.
Right.
How many other dicks you done sucked without a condom?
Did you bring it up to her or you never brought it up?
I never even wanted to see the chick no more.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? And came to find out, an officer who was working with me, he's been to that place.
Uh-huh.
He knows her.
Oh.
When I started explaining to her, he said...
He's like, oh, she also sucked my dick without a condom.
Bethany, she's great.
What he said to me was that she was with... She said she was with some African dude and he was screwing her and the dude specifically took off the condom and squirted in inside her.
Yeah, yeah,
right?
Yeah. Oh, in her body or in her mouth?
No, while he was fucking her.
Oh,
wow.
Came inside her.
Came inside of him. She said she flipped out and ran through the place screaming.
Right. Oh, yeah, because that's a huge violation.
Yeah, but even, but
you know what, a lot of people like nowadays, like
they don't, I think some women look at having intercourse and sucking a dick is two total different things.
They do. And while you can still get an STD through, because you can, the chances of pregnancy through having intercourse, unprotected sex are so much greater. First of all, they're not there if you, because I've never even thought of using a condom with a blowjob. That sounds like, ugh, why would I do that? But when it's your profession or you do it all the time, you want to be careful.
You got to be careful.
Fucking, you don't want to get like mouth cancer, HPV cancer. Like,
you can get all kinds of shit.
And also maybe she was like, I mean, this is not a good thing
maybe
to do.
Maybe she really liked you.
Maybe was just judging you. You're like, yeah, he looks clean. People do that. Yeah. It's not a good thing to do.
No, sometimes women are like, eh, I'm going to chance it.
Yeah.
Really?
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, 100%.
Really?
Yeah.
So when you, because you have
a clean looking dick, Tony.
Congratulations. How did you meet your wife? Speaking of clean dicks.
Speaking of brothels and dick sucking. Yeah. What's the story of your love?
We were actually introduced to a friend. And that's really not a good way to actually meet somebody that you want to be
with.
Why
not?
Because they say a man is actually more in tune with a woman when he choose. We like to choose.
Uh-huh.
We like to choose.
You mean you did choose. You chose to stay with the person. After
yeah,
the
was but
like, eh.
I mean.
So it kind of bothered you a little that you didn't meet her on the streets and you met her because your friend said, here's this person you should go out with?
A little bit.
Streets meaning like, you know, out.
Yeah. A little bit.
Yeah, but maybe your friend was like, ugh, Tony really can't focus. Let me help him. He seems to lack focus.
I do.
So you were introduced to a friend.
Yeah, she was introduced to me by a friend and... rest is history, I guess.
Ooh, romantic.
Oh, have you seen The Notebook? Because that is just as good as that story.
I was going to say, when is this getting made into a major motion picture?
How long have you guys been together?
My son is 18 years old. Look, he's 18 years old.
Okay.
19 years.
19.
Okay. I like that you judge it off the age of your son, though. Yeah. Not off of the years of
I've
love.
I've loved the same woman for 19 years. Oh, how old's my kid? Oh, 19.
Wait, so how old are you now?
I'm 54 years old.
Oh, Jesus Christ. God, I thought you were like 35.
I know, me too. Right. You look so young.
But then it tipped me off when you said when I was in my early 30s, and I was like, oh, you were much older than I thought.
I actually had my son when I was 36 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was one of the reasons why, you know, my kids are doing as well as they're doing.
Yeah.
I think that a large reason why, you know, kids are actually having kids. And that's one of the big reasons why this generation is so screwed up, I think.
Because young people are having kids too young?
Yeah.
Because it seems like people are waiting longer and longer now. Because I don't want to have kids until I'm 35.
Definitely.
Like, I don't, that's not something I'm interested in. I'm too selfish right now. And I don't have time. I don't have, good God. And in New York and stuff. But I feel like people are waiting a little longer. But do you think waiting, like having a kid, your first kid when you were 36, made you a better parent?
I think it does. Yeah. It did. Yeah.
Because you're calmer, I would imagine. You're not like, oh my God, something's going to go wrong and the baby's going to fall off a cliff.
I mean, that happens with your first child anyway. Yeah. I mean, in regards to what age you are.
You're always concerned.
Yeah. But after the first one, you realize that they're more... They're
pliable. They're not going to break.
They're not going to break.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you easier on your youngest son? Because my parents were way easier on me than they were on my older brother.
Well, my wife says I am. But my son, I think it's their personalities. It has nothing to do with... I think it's just their personalities. We're easy to talk. We talk better than my oldest son.
Okay. More open.
Yeah. Very much.
But also, you know, you're older, so maybe you also are more a little open-minded, a little less stubborn. Stubbornness kind of tends to fade with age.
Yeah, it does. Actually, my oldest son, we don't get along that much because I explained to both of them, it took with my youngest son, he adjusted or he listens more than what the oldest one does.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can say things to the oldest one. He thinks that he knows everything.
Mm-hmm.
So when I say things to him, it goes right over his head. He thinks he knows everything. But
that's a teenager. Do you think that's a teenager attitude, though? Because I had that attitude, too. Or has he always been like that?
I hope he grows out of it. But that's the way he is. You know, mm-hmm. he'll tell you. When I'm explaining certain things to him, he knows it already.
Right. So, he gets annoyed.
Maybe he's just a genius.
No, he ain't no genius.
Now, what about the sex talk, though? I feel like because you are such a responsible man with sex. And so I feel like the talk that you would give to your son would be like focused on condoms, 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 condoms.
Well, I mean, you know, you can't stop your children from having sex. You just want them to be responsible.
Exactly.
You know, make sure you put on a condom. You know, and if you, this is one thing I've always told him. I keep telling him, make sure that you don't get someone pregnant, because if you wind up getting somebody pregnant, you got to deal with this person for the rest of your life.
Uh-huh.
And make sure that this person is someone you want to deal with for the rest of your life. You know what I mean?
Right. So, have a baby with someone that you're very sure.
Right. That you want to have a baby by. Yeah. And don't let a woman choose, you know, determine if you're going to have a kid with her or not. Make sure.
Right.
As a man.
Right.
Well, I mean, you know, group decision.
Yeah.
No, that don't work. Because when a woman, that shit don't work. When a woman decides she's going to have a baby by you, ain't a damn thing you can do about it.
Well, you cannot have sex with her.
Well, if you're having sex with her, if she decides you're going to be the one that you have kids with.
Oh, I mean, that's a mutual conversation, though, right?
It should be a mutual conversation.
Was it not for you?
No, it wasn't for me.
I didn't think so. Okay.
I was going to say, I was like, maybe there's some unresolved issues that are surfacing right now.
It wasn't for me.
Oh, wow. That's interesting. I didn't know that. I mean, I guess I've heard of those situations before, but like a woman just going, this is what's happening. Like, just because I get that, like, with abortion, for example, it's a woman's body, and if she wants to have one, I think every circumstance is so different. I don't think she has to go to the man, but like with having a baby, You want to make sure, I mean, especially when you're in a loving relationship, it's not just one night stand or something. Like, you want to, you know, give your partner a heads up, make sure he's ready too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You should.
But there was none, no talk of that?
No, we talked about it.
Did you say?
And you said no, and then she was like, yes.
Well, it was like she had decided, one time she told me she couldn't have kids. So I was all in it, you know?
Yeah.
And then next thing I know, I found out she was pregnant. But I did talk to her. We had a conversation. Okay. I said, listen, I'm not ready for kids at this point.
Uh-huh. I'm at 36, you were just
not
feeling...
When we first started dating. Oh, okay. When we first started
How old were you
dating,
then?
Like, I knew her, like, 18.
Oh, you've known
her? No. I wasn't 18. I'm saying...
You've known her for 18 years. So then working backwards, if you're 54, so I mean...
I was 36, like, 18 years before that, I was in my 30s.
Yeah, but I'm saying, I was like, you were only like, you know, 32. It wasn't that much.
It wasn't like you were
25.
Yeah, but still, I wasn't...
Okay,
I
fair.
I still personally
you
wasn't
ready.
No.
Okay.
No. And that's when she looked at me. Well, when was you planning on having kids?
Right. I mean, that's not how I just looked at you, so.
No.
I hear her.
So then she told you, was it after that conversation where she said, I can't have kids anyway, it's fine?
Well, I said that, I told her, I said, listen, I'm not ready to have kids right now. You know, I'm trying to do this business thing. The kids are not in the picture for me right now, you mm-hmm. know? And I didn't want kids.
You didn't want kids at all?
No. At that point.
Oh, right. At that point, you had other shit going on.
And I was actually trying to say that because I wasn't ready to have kids with her either. You know?
So I was going to say, I was like, what came first? The fact that she was pregnant or the decision that you wanted to spend the rest of your life with her?
Neither.
How's your relationship?
Editor's note, let's not have your wife listen to this podcast.
Nah, we're not going to talk about
it. Make sure she ain't outside the door.
With a cup.
So do you have a good relationship? Do you guys...
I mean, we cool. I mean...
Because I didn't never want to do it. I never want to assume, right? I never want to assume anything.
Did you just say...
Because I think it's nosy of me. But I always... You always cool. Both seemed a little unhappy with each other.
Yeah, we...
I didn't know. I don't know how to say that in like a
18 blissful years of we cool. Oh, my dream. Tony, you are painting a picture for me.
Do you need help? Do you want us to get you out?
Do you need an out? Do
you Tony, know you can sleep on our couch. You know
let
that.
Us know. We'll come for you in the middle of the night.
No, seriously. Because I know she's right across.
I feel like
that's not cool, yo.
Nah, it ain't.
To have a kid when your partner is like, I don't want to have kids right now. And then you're like, cool, I can't have kids anyway. And then all of a sudden she gives you the clear blue test with the two stripes. And you're like, what the fuck?
And we got two kids.
Were you so mad? Were you so mad?
Like this was jumping right here. Oh,
your eyebrow was twitching.
You got a little twitch.
Dude.
I think we need to make a GoFundMe for a vacation for Tony.
Wait, no, Tony.
One way ticket to Aruba.
Dude, that's sucks. Did you ever talk about that with her? Like, what the fuck? Tony, you're too chill. Okay. This is interesting because I see like my dad, and you remind me of my dad. My dad just, he works hard. He fucking respects people. Like those are his two virtues, right?
Yeah.
And he teaches his kids to fucking respect people. You vote and you respect people. That's
try
like
to
his,
do the right thing.
Yeah. That's be a good person. Right. But sometimes I'll see my mom just walk all over him and he just takes it. And he really, I always thought for the longest time he was going to explode one day and he doesn't. Is that what you're going through? Like,
nah. I mean, look, I love my kids. It's
and
something that
then
happens.
There was a missing part there. missing person, ellipses.
Listen, I'm in this.
But it's okay. I'm so curious.
Listen, you want me to tell you something?
Yes.
I grew up, I guess it has a lot to do with me growing up as in a single, my mom raised me.
Single parent family.
Yeah.
Single family home. And my father wasn't there. So, you know, I've always said, I had kids, I'm going to be there.
Okay.
For them, you know?
Very noble.
Yeah, I mean,
I mean, being noble doesn't always make you happy, though. No. You didn't choose to be noble. Like, it, no. it wasn't like you were.
It wasn't a choice.
Yeah, it wasn't a choice. Wasn't a choice. Nobility chose and, you, Tony.
But I talked to my kids. I say, you know, the boys, I talked to them. I said, listen.
Like, man. I was like, go to the hardware store, get a ladder. Gonna meet you in the kitchen at 12:01.
Tony, why? Are
you? Yeah, don't laugh at the situation. I mean,
well, I see a lot of people have a situation that seems similar to yours.
Yeah. I feel like this is going to resonate with a lot of people. Yeah.
No, but and it's always, I've always wondered, like, a lot of times in relationships with people like older than me, I see a lot of the times the woman just shits all over the dude and the guy just fucking takes it. And I hate to see that because I think a relationship, you're a team.
It's supposed to be that way. I'm not, I was hoping I would have. I'm not saying by no means am I a victim or that I let her run over.
Nah, Tony's gonna stop recording this podcast, kick in his apartment door, and be like, "Listen, some shit's about to change around here, wifey."
Nah, it's never been about that. I mean, I'm in a situation where it's not so that I'm not happy or. It just is.
You're not happy or happy. You're just existing.
Yeah, and that, you know, sometimes I've said to her many times that you know, I shouldn't be here because of the kids. I'm supposed to be here because of you.
Okay.
Know, I've said that.
Good.
But you know,
that's true.
And what does she say?
Because sometimes kid, I mean, keeping some marriage for kids, it's like you're not really doing the kids any favor because you don't. If you,
I mean, listen, we're cordial with each other.
Yeah, it's not like I'm yelling.
No, nah, okay. I mean, we get into fights just like anybody else. Of course. Yeah. But
love me a good fight. It's kind of fun.
Nah, because I can get kind of crazy. So she knows when to stop.
A, like egging you on? Does she do that thing where does she egg you on because she knows your buttons to push?
She's Spanish, so most Spanish women they're kind of crazy like that. You know, they can push your buttons, but she know when to stop.
Okay,
that's good.
Yeah,
that's
she knows when to stop.
So do you guys? And if you don't want to answer this question, you don't have to. But do you guys have sex?
Recently that just stopped.
Recently, just stopped.
I don't want to no more.
And was that a conversation or
nah,
you just
I ain't no conversation.
You just kept
just,
rejecting her?
No, nah, I just stopped.
Oh. But was she like, "Tony, what the fuck?"
Yeah, did she ask?
She's going through menopause.
Okay. Oh.
You know, so and this is something that I was saying to myself. I said, "Damn. I stopped for like maybe a month, 2 months." And this is recent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe I stopped for a month, 2 months and then it was like she said nothing about it. It didn't bother her, so I said, "Fuck it."
But did you stop having sex because of the menopause?
No, it's not so much that.
You can't whisper. you can just get closer to the microphone and talk softer, and that's how we can keep it.
I love sex. You know what I'm saying?
No, yeah. we got that. Yeah.
And, One day she made me feel bad because her mom's had passed away. Mm-hmm. Oh, she was in a hospital.
Yeah.
Her mom's was in the hospital, actually dying.
Oh.
You know.
And there you were, jerking off.
One day she said to me, "All you want to do is fuck. My mom's in the hospital dying."
Okay. Valid point.
You know, I felt kind of guilty
about
that.
Were you nagging her about sex?
Nah, I just wanted to fuck. That was it.
Yeah, like, yeah. She comes in crying from the hospital, and his dick's
like, "Hey, you look great, by the way. Have I said that to you today yet? That
hospital really smells good on you." Is that hospice?
Well, I mean, any person isn't going to be. I mean, usually. Of the
horny,
mindset to want to have
no,
sex.
I realize that.
But even if you wanted to doesn't mean.
But look, I get it. I'm not insensitive to her feelings or what she was going through.
Right.
But like a few weeks done passed. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying?
There's still obligations in a relationship that should be upheld.
Yeah.
Especially if it wasn't talked about.
Yeah. So, I mean. she came home one day. You know, I understand where you was at, but like some time had passed, and I won't get hit off. So that's when she said to me, "Oh, you want to do it? Fuck, 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 fuck." So I looked at her and I was like, "Damn!" It was such a turn off. And from that, I was like, "Damn, she's not understanding my needs." Yeah. But
because you do have needs, like they're mutual
you
needs.
You do.
Yeah, but if her mom is dying so slowly, how inconsiderate!
You're funny.
Dear God.
But
just get it over with.
But you know what? It was like we've had conversations in the past about sex and this and that, and I think I'm more sexual than she is.
Okay, yeah.
And
that happens a lot.
At one time, I was being accused of going out here cheating and doing this and doing that.
Right.
And at one time, and I'm one of these dudes who, like, I can't lie. If you start asking me a whole bunch of questions, I'm gonna wind up telling the truth for myself.
Yeah. So, oops.
I wind up telling the truth for myself. Right. You know. So, one day I met this chick. And we just started talking.
You meet a lot of chicks.
Yeah, but we just
sounds very charming.
But look, we just started talking. You know, just started talking. And one night I was going to meet her.
Oh well, right?
Talking on the sidewalk.
Look, I was going to meet her. So I'm walking out the building, and one of the guys upstairs, he was coming in the building. He looked at me. He shook his head. He said, "Now you're going to get busted." I said, "What?
How did he know?"
I have no clue.
Whoa, so, that is weird.
That's man's intuition, just like women have intuition. I guess men.
So, was it one of the douchebag dudes? Like the
He's a real nice guy. Oh, okay. He's one of the nice guys in this building. And he said, "Tony," he said, "nah, you're going to get caught." I said, how can you tell? He said, "You're going to meet some chick, right?" I said,
"How did he know?"
Because you probably look nicer than usual.
No, it cologne
did you have some cologne on, Tony?
Always wear cologne.
A little Eau de Hospice?
But you know what? This what I think it is. And you tell me, do you think I look like mean? Do you think I look
mean?
No.
You're a teddy bear. No.
If you came in with that, like your resting face, correctional officer face.
I do have a correctional officer face. And most of the time I think I have it on. Because
I guess I don't see it because I know you. So I just see like, "Hey, Tony." Every time I see
you, I
smile.
You make me smile. So, you know. But I think I have that correction officer face on more than I realized.
Oh.
So when I was going out to meet this chick, he saw it and he says, "Yo, nah, man."
Wow.
So
Said, were you like skipping and singing a love
maybe
song?
Maybe I was.
There was a little animated bird flying around your head.
It was something.
Love is in the air.
Right. So, he had a bouquet of flowers.
And even when I was, you know, we went out a couple of times.
So with this woman, did you end up going that time where the neighbor was like, "Don't do it"?
I'm guessing you did.
You did. The look on your
women
face.
Women are your weakness. You told us before.
But you still have willpower.
But let me tell you something.
Yes.
When we went out, we never got into anything because, like.
Does that mean you never fucked?
We never fucked.
Okay. Nah. But it was just more of like sometimes it just feels good to go out and feel alive and feel wanted.
No, actually, I wanted to fuck her.
But she said no?
No, it was me.
You said no because you said I'm married and it's not right, or?
Well, when I met her, right? Uh-huh. When I met her, I walked over to her and I told her, I remember this line, it wasn't a line, it was just something I made up.
Oh, I can't wait to hear this. Tony.
I walked over to her and I said, "Listen, I said, I wanted to come over here. I said, I've seen you in the neighborhood."
This is like your signature line. I've been watching you for hours.
Yo, I see you around in the neighborhood.
Listen to the
townhouse.
Listen to the line. Listen to the line.
Go ahead,
listen to the line. This is funny. Listen to the line. Listen.
I can't stop laughing. Okay, go ahead.
I walked over to her and I said, "Listen, I've been seeing you in the neighborhood for quite a while and I want to walk over and introduce myself. My name is Tony." And she told me her name. Her name was Michelle. So I said, "But I got this little man on my shoulder." And he said, "Don't do it."
Oh, boy.
And then
did you
say
that out loud?
Oh, he did.
You said that out loud?
What I'm saying
Yeah, the man
now?
On my shoulder. You said it to
that's
Michelle.
Part of it.
I told her, I said, "I got a little man on my shoulder."
This is a Tony original.
He said, yeah. So I said, "I got a little man
that
on my
is a
shoulder."
Tony original.
And he said, "Don't do it." And then I told her, "I got a little man on this shoulder." He said, "Go ahead, talk to him.
So first, Michelle knows, okay, Tony's schizophrenic. That's fine. Yeah, he's crazy. He's you can't help it.
So, ooh, it feels listen, a little naughty. So,
ooh, a mentally unstable person.
Ooh, this could end in a double homicide.
But listen, what she said to me, she said, the first thing she said, well, why is the guy over here telling me don't do it? I said, because I'm married and got two kids. And then I looked at her and I said, but every time I see you, you look like you can make me happy. So let me tell you something.
Sprinkle off a little niceness.
She actually bit it.
Mm-hmm.
She actually bit it.
And you said, and you were like, this dumb bitch.
I like that you said bit it because even you're set, you know, it's bait. You knew it was bait.
But I mean, I used lines. But it was real, though. It was real.
Yeah, you still felt that way. Yeah.
Yeah. So we even wound up in a hotel
And didn't fuck.
Mm-mm.
Wow. Why
Mm-mm.
not?
Because she said to me, she had a line of her own, too.
She said,
we land in a hotel and she said to me, she said, listen, she said, where I come from, I'm the bitch. I remember the line for exactly what she said. I'm the bitch because I know you married. She says, but I need time to get used to the idea of being the other woman. So when she said that to me, we just stayed there, talked in the bed and, you know, just chill.
Yeah.
And then the phone started ringing.
Your hotel room?
No,
my cell phone.
Oh, was it?
It was her.
Your wife. Oh, yeah. Shit.
So
I like they were just pointing at the door and saying her.
Because she's right there. She's lurking.
So she goes, she said, answer it. I said, what am I gonna say? You can hear the crickets in this motherfucker. So what am I gonna say?
Yeah.
So and that's one of the reasons why in this one, she's like a detective. You know what I'm saying?
A lot of women are. She's like a detective. Fiercer about it. Yeah,
Like me, I'm pretty programmed. I mean, I got a program, the restaurant, this building.
You have your schedule. I have a schedule. Stick to it. And it's easy to tell if you do something awry.
Out of the schedule. So we just sat there and we just talked. And then when the phone started ringing, she said, answer. I said, nah, you can hear crickets in here. What am I going to say?
Yeah.
So we got into a big fight just that night. You know, when I came home, it was like maybe 4 o'clock. Yeah, she knew. She had
intuition.
Oh, you
came home at 4 a.m.?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, is that something that you've ever done before? Just walking at 4 a.m.?
I come in when the fuck I want to come in.
I hear you, Tony. My fist is in the air.
Do you think that your wife has sexual needs that she wants met with other people too? Because like, what if you both wanted to bang other people?
Yeah, that's my...
And then you just stayed married and you banged other people?
Listen.
You can just have an agreement.
Let me tell you something.
Right.
When, like, you know, I know that I can't just be the way I am now. I know I'm going to eventually venture out because I have needs myself.
Right.
You know? So, I mean, I know at some point I'm going to have this conversation. And she thinks, I really think, I've said this to her on a number of occasions. I said, you know, when I do decide to fuck around, you're going to be the first one I tell, you know?
Right. Because you still want to pay respect.
In a Valentine's Day card or...
No, I'm gonna tell him.
Okay,
I'm gonna be honest with you.
Right. I mean, the thing is, you're that need. If it's not met for so long, like it's okay to get it met.
You're gonna have to get it met.
Do you think she's gonna want to separate or?
I don't know what she's gonna want to do, but I know I'm gonna give it to her where it's gonna be like.
Because you've had this conversation before. She knows where it's leading. I feel like she can tell that it's eventually gonna. You're eventually gonna do something.
Just, you know. Like I've had the conversation with her where I told her that, you know, when I decide that I want to start seeing somebody else, you will be the first one I tell.
Mm-hmm.
And at some point, I know I'm going to want to start to venture out. Mm-hmm. I'm going to sit down and have a conversation with her and tell her.
Yeah.
Say, listen, you know, I'm ready to start seeing other people.
Yeah. You
know?
Yeah. Because you want to.
I mean, we got a family to raise. We still can raise our family and do what we need to do.
Yeah. Do you think she has sexual needs of her own, like outside?
I don't know.
Or
I mean,
does she masturbate? Does she?
Let me tell you something. I'm like this. If you and I are together, if you're not treating me physically the way I need to be treated, I'll go someplace else.
But you'll talk about it though.
Yeah, I'm not just gonna go out. Right, but right. I'm gonna let you know.
But you were in the hotel room. You were almost ready to have sex without talking about it.
Yeah, at that time.
Because I mean, I was take your cape off, Tony.
I was No. I mean, I'm not saying I'm no better than nobody, no other man. I know, you know nothing like that. But at some point, you get a little resentful because you're in a relationship that's not working.
100%.
And you feel like they're keeping you from enjoying yourself, from enjoying your body.
But then you realize
you also have made up all these boundaries for you. Like, you made up this rule for yourself that you have to stay married to be there for the kids. It's like, you can still be there for your kids and not be in an unhappy relationship.
Yeah.
Like, it seems like you've set up this thing because of the way you grew up that you're now holding yourself to.
It's me.
Uh-huh.
It's me.
Uh-huh.
But are you happy?
I mean, so it seems like no, is the
it does seem like, but I don't know. I don't.
I mean, I'm content.
Yeah,
I'm content. Mm. I mean, I'm not. I don't feel like I'm missing out on nothing.
Well, no, because you're going on dates with other chicks. You set that up.
that's the thing that's so interesting.
That was a point where I just got frustrated with it all.
Of course.
You know what I mean?
No, I don't think anyone would listen to this and be mad or like, you don't sound like a villain. It's just
such a human thing.
We're concerned for you and also for your wife. Like, you guys are, even if you don't work together, I'm sure neither of you are like bad people. You just need to not be together and you need to flourish on separately.
I remember asking my dad to separate from my mom when I was a kid because she was so depressed. Her depression was to the point where she was yelling at him, being so mean. And I didn't grasp what it was at the time, so I couldn't tell. I was just like, Mom is so mean to you. Like, Dad, go be with somebody else. Like, be free. Like, you're not happy. And they separated for 3 years and he sent her poems and shit. And then they got back together and they're so happy.
Sometimes that's what it takes.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes. I mean, where the other person realized that, you know, because men and women, they both have needs. And
That's why I'm like, I wonder
if one person is not given to the other person, then generally one of them wind up going cheating.
Well, that's
doing
why cheating happens
you know?
A lot of the times. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's good that you guys could at least talk about it a little.
I mean, it's. Right now is not a factor. It's not something that's bothering me. It's not something.
Yeah.
I mean, I would love to be in love. It's a
Have
good
you ever
fear.
Been in love?
Once.
With not your wife?
Has she? That's interesting. That's so fascinating.
You want me to tell you something? And I've said this. You know how when men get together and they start talking,
mm-hmm.
I always say that once they make like. They make a woman responsible, totally responsible for having that child, women will stop getting pregnant. Do you understand what I said, what I mean
by
that?
Meaning if pregnancy meant the woman did everything?
Like, look, let me say this. When a woman decides that she don't want to have a baby by you, she ain't gonna get pregnant.
Right.
And when she sees a guy who she likes to just be physical with, and she knows, I ain't having no kid by this dude.
Okay. Because
he's irresponsible.
Right.
You know,
right.
Most women who say to themselves, and it works the other way around too. Some women say, I'm gonna have a baby by this dude.
Yeah.
Because he can take care of my kids.
Right.
You understand?
Yeah. So she looks financially, at you as stability.
I'm not saying her, but I'm just saying in general.
But I mean, I know women who definitely got knocked up on by accident who didn't want it to happen.
But when women, they can make a choice. But listen, when women decide.
Yeah, but some people
most responsible, and when I say responsible people, a responsible woman, when she says that, I know I ain't having no kid by this dude. The dick is good, but I ain't have no kids by him.
Right.
She don't get pregnant.
Unless.
Am I right or wrong?
I mean, she doesn't want to get pregnant.
Might be,
you might get pregnant. I know people who've gotten pregnant from like one night stands.
Listen, you want me to tell you something?
But they make the decision to end it.
But you want me to tell you something? Let me tell you something? My son was born and I was 36 years old. That wasn't a chance. Why you think I didn't have any kids by any of the other chicks?
Right.
Because I made sure that it
didn't
happen.
We're not doubting what happened, the circumstances in your thing. But I mean, it's a big umbrella statement to say that all women do that.
Yeah, because I know women
do
that.
No, I'm not saying all women do it. I'm saying, most people today are pretty responsible. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It depends. I mean, it depends on the education and the money circumstances. There's still a lot of fuck ups and teen pregnancies going on for sure.
It
depends. It's by area.
Do you think that your wife saw in you responsibility and that's why she made that decision?
Maybe.
Yeah. Man.
Tony.
Tones.
She wanted to get you forever and ever. And get that sperm forever now.
I mean, shit happened.
And here you are.
Shit happened.
I want you to be happy no matter what you do, Tony.
It's going
to
be the name of your special. Shit happened.
So we have to wrap up. Is there anything else you want to add, you want to talk about real quick, or you want to say, or we can't find you on social media? That's usually sometimes when we have guests that are comics, we plug their social media and stuff or shows. But
yeah, you have any apartments that need selling?
I do need that drawer. But other than that, oh, shit.
Thanks for coming in. Can Tony, you fix something? Yeah.
No, you're great. It's cool to have a neighbor that like you just really like. Like I like, and a lot of people in this building are cool.
Yeah.
But I've been in this building for, I don't know, like 8 years?
Yeah.
8 years about probably.
Eight,
and it's cool, like, because you guys are my closest neighbor.
I got
across the hall.
I got neighbors, like the guy across from here, one of his roommates, he walks in, he sees me, he don't even say shit. But I'm cool with it. I don't give a shit.
Why, is he scared? He thinks you're going to beat him up or something?
I have no idea. Me and Yuval, the guy over here, we were standing in the hallway talking. He walked by, and I know he saw me. I saw him. And I'm friendly. I speak to everybody.
Yeah.
My wife, she gets upset when she speak to someone and they don't speak back to her. I said, listen, maybe the person had a bad day. You know, maybe they didn't even see you. Maybe their mind was... Right. But when you do it more than once or twice, you know what I'm saying?
Then it's like, are you deliberately ignoring me?
But she, if it happens once, maybe twice, so she wouldn't say nothing else to you.
Yeah, then you're officially on her shit list.
Yeah, but women are like that. Men are.
Oh, yeah, I have a very long shit list.
Yeah.
Of people who will never get anything from me ever. Yeah. And I keep it. If everyone thinks I don't know exactly who the names on that list, exactly. I know it's very long and it's consistently being updated. So
I like everybody. Well, no, that's not true. Anyway. Well, thank you so much, Tony, for coming on and talking and shooting the shit.
You're a delight. I've heard you're a legend. I've heard so much about you.
Oh, I tell you all the time. You're great. Yeah. You're just so great.
I got a friend. He does something like this. But he does it on one of those.
And look at the time.
Podcast.
No, what does he do? What does he do?
He does one of them. I forget what the channel says, but it's one of these cable stations.
Oh, like a Manhattan, like a public access, like Wayne's World, but only much worse.
Yeah. His name is Bruce White. And he does it out of his home.
Oh, like
that sounds terrifying.
This dude, he talks so much shit. And one time, and sometimes he talks
on TV.
Yeah, he talks crazy shit. With the first show he had, my mom listened to, right? And he was talking about washing your ass. He said,
wow.
About actually washing your ass. He says, if you don't get up in there, you ain't really washing your ass.
You know what? I actually agree with him
on
that.
He ain't wrong.
He is correct. He ain't
wrong. And then
do you wash your ass?
I get up in there.
You get up in there. That's why all the babes are flocking to you.
That guy looks like he got clean ass.
Clean ass.
Love me a guy with a clean ass, you know?
And we've come full circle. Okay, everyone. Thank you so much, Tony.
I was just warming up to it.
You were great. You were great. Thank you so much for being on the podcast. I'm so excited that we got to have you.
Oh my God. This has been Guys We Fucked, the Anti-Slut Shaming Podcast.
I hope my wife wasn't standing.
And we really hope that she's not out there. Talk to you next week. Bye.
Gotta get to work. Gotta find my turf. I'm in a minor heart. This industry full of shadiness that refines the worst. This night to the dirt line. They find out it works. Right? They try to disperse and climb at the climate the first. I feel the burden. This purpose is supposed to work. And I hear the sermons first. Within my persons I'm searching. And here to preach. Though through the vapors and tree smoke. Motivations and bleak. The only one way that seems so. Supposed lonely at the top and then the bottom too. Whatever you believe in is probably true. Only one you deceiving is probably you. You pondering honestly, chasing and scheming, cause that's what I gotta do. I'ma run it back, gotta pull obstacles like the ladder. Though there's a slim chance they breaking me down. And worse odds are honorable improvements. I gotta do this a movement, I gotta move. And as soon as I do it, these motherfuckers will lie to you. You. And don't I know, and don't I know. The truth hurts, but the lies worse. For all I've grown, and all I've shown. Set in stone, let it go. And don't I know, and don't I know. The truth hurts, but the lie's worse. For all I've grown and all I've shown. To feel alone, not in set in stone, let it go. So soon I'm kinda decent, hoping I'm not reaching open and scoping out all the regions, speaking strategic. I felt defeated, emotions and bleeding. Hit a quotient of feeling, leaving me numb to the dealings.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.